What is the kind that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Moths.
All right. And would you, is that the same as a candle fly?
No, I don't believe so. I thought moths, some of them turned into butterflies.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on the type.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call the long, thin-bodied insect with two pairs of wings that flies around ponds? And some say it eats mosquitoes. And some say it's a sign that snakes are near, and it's harmless.
I don't believe I know.
Well, the book term for it is dragonfly.
I haven't heard that used down where we live, and everybody,
well,
if anybody much has a pond.
Down where you live, you ought to call it a mosquito hawk, do you?
Mosquito hawk? No, not that.
You don't know that term? Mosquito hawk? How about snake doctor?
No.
Okay, you shouldn't know snake doctor, but you really ought to say mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk.
That's funny. Because, you know, anywhere from Atlanta on south, people call that mosquito hawk. But I guess you must just not have the insect around here.
That's right.
Or you'd have the name for it. What are some kinds of stinging insects?
Well, would you call an ant a stinging insect and a flying ant?
Yeah, you would. What are some others?
Mosquito.
Well, the ones that fly around the flowers.
Bumblebees.
Mm-hmm.
Wasps. Dirt dobbles, but I don't believe dirt dobbles will bite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's one thing I would have asked. What are some things that are like a wasp?
Well, dirt dobble looks very much like one, but it just doesn't sting or bite you.
Frankly, I don't really know the differences between them. I can never remember. People tell me, and then I forget immediately. But the kind that I think they swarm out of the ground, they build a nest in the ground. The Georgia Tech football mascot.
Hornet.
That's not the Georgia Tech football mascot, but
that's
I did
not. What is that? And I saw that on TV tonight. Oh. No, our high school. Yellow Jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad one. I'd hate to be stung by a Yellow Jacket.
Are they the worst? Are they worse than Hornet?
Well, I would hesitate to say, but I believe you'd see more of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. What are the little things that get under your skin and raise welts?
Red bugs, chiggers.
Are they the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Which term do you use more?
Red bugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the little insects that are red or green or black or something anyway, they hop in the grass. That one was a dead giveaway. They hop in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Do you ever call them hopper grass?
No.
Ever hear that?
No.
Okay. And I don't think I asked you the small fish that's used for bait.
Minnows.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't dust your room, what might you find up in the
cobwebs? Spiderwebs.
Are they the same?
Yes, I believe so.
Outside, would you call it?
No, I'd call it the same thing either outside or inside.
All right. And then the part of a tree under the ground would be its?
The roots.
And do you know of any things that they used to make for medicine out of roots?
I've heard of the medicine man and his different medicines made of roots and all, but I don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
Well, either a maple.
Mm-hmm.
But our syrup is mostly made from sugar cane, which grows.
Is the climate not right for maples, for that kind of maple?
Must not be, because I have never known of anybody down our way growing maple.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a group of maples? I guess it could be a group of any kind of tree.